What today is God asking you to do, just not to bless you and to show you a miracle, but what is God asking you to do today that He wants to go show off His glory and His miracles to somebody else? Wouldn't this be a crazy deal for churches all across America to get on their face and humble themselves and pray and cry out to God and say, God, we've messed this thing up. Please forgive us. We repent. We're so unworthy of you. And then watch God do the miracle. And then those same people who humble themselves could look back and go, I was there. I was there when my family was repaired. I was there when my church went from nothing to God just exploded it. I was there. Like so many people just kind of weigh out the pros and the cons and go, I don't think I want to count that cost. And what they're really doing is this, by saying no to God, they're suppressing the gospel going forth. And all those people who could see the miracle, who could potentially believe in the miracle, are not going to see the miracle because of disobedience by someone who God is clearly saying, just go launch out into the deep. But here in my own life, I'm learning this, and it's not a good thing. God's pruning this and refining this in my own life. So many times I'm aiming at being astonished at the provision when I first just need to be amazed and astonished at Him.
Hey, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. You know, one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture is found in Luke chapter 5, verse 11, which simply says this, they forsook all and they followed Him. You know, what's so amazing about that verse is that leading up to that particular text, Jesus has compelled some fishermen to become His disciples. And He does this by performing an incredible miracle that shows how incredible He truly is. And the response was to simply forsake or abandon everything for the call of Christ upon their lives. I wonder what Jesus is asking you to abandon today so that someone might see Christ in you, the hope of glory. The key in getting closer to God is just simply to move farther away from ourselves. And the only way we can do that is to have God's strength for this day.